The proposal from developers Gary Matt and Ryan Crandall for a building with 7 townhomes to the west of the New Park Amphitheater got approvals earlier this year from the Snyderville Commission and County Manager Tom Fisher. However, a group called Preserve the New Park Plaza appealed the project. On Wednesday, the attorney for the group, Andrew Blomquist, again said that the project does not follow the principles laid out in New Park's specially planned area plan book. He said the SPA stipulates that a building can't be over 3 stories, while the commons is rising to 43 feet. And the floor level facing New Park's Main Street, he said, has to be commercial, not residential. The Crandall's parcel was originally set to be commercial. While the SPA plan can be changed because of, quote, market conditions, Blomquist argued the change still has to follow the principles of a town center. On the other hand, Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas, representing the county manager, noted that the nearby New Park Hotel, which was developed by some of the appellants, does not follow the restrictions on height or the floor level having to be commercial. He said that under New Park's Zone 1, standalone townhomes have been built, and there have been many changes in the area due to market conditions. In the end, as council considered a motion, council member Doug Clyde said the discussion had brought out that there's more documentation that he needs to see, and he could not come to a yes vote for the commons without it.
In spite of the fact that I've done my best to read the 1,000-plus pages that are here, I just found out tonight that I'm missing key documents, which would be the general plan that was in effect at the time, and an analysis of whether the changes in that general plan change the actual approval and entitlement of this project. Those are big questions. Mm-hmm. Those are huge questions. I was looking inside of the SPA that for the notion of what were the principles that the project was to be designed to, and what Dave tells me is that those are not principles, they're standards.
Meanwhile, Council Member Chris Robinson said he was ready to make a motion for the commons and turning down the appeal. He said there's plain language in New Park's development approval that allows for flexibility in the area. He said he would have to see something very, very compelling, which he hasn't seen yet in 2 hearings, to overturn his position.
I mean, we could debate this till the cows come home. We could read the general plan, a lot of other stuff. And I don't think we need to look a whole lot further than right here, in my opinion. It's been changed many, many times, and I don't think that 7 townhomes at street level violate the principles of a true town center, nor do I believe that a shoddy process led to this conclusion. I think it's been an arduous process of multiple DRC meetings, multiple planning commission meetings, multiple iterations of site plans, layouts, and configurations. I don't think this didn't happen in a corner at midnight. It's happened over a long period of time.
Council member Glenn Wright said he tends to agree with Robinson.
Yeah, the appellants were looking for or claimed that there's a prohibition for townhouses, which doesn't exist. The appellants were complaining about the 4 stories, but the actual SPA document says you can go to 43 to 45 feet. So if these guys had proposed a 3-story building at the same height with the same look on it, basically, we wouldn't even be having a discussion. I don't even think we have to even consider the market condition clauses.
Another complication on Wednesday was that Council Member Roger Armstrong had to leave in the middle of the hearing. Next week, the council will meet, but some members will be absent then, too. Then there's no meeting on the first Wednesday of September due to city tour. That pushes the next meeting on the commons to September 12th. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.